To America we go. Richard Arnold, good morning to you.
Good morning, Andrew.
Trump. We're going to be doing this every day for a very long time.
Trump and Trump, yeah.
Trump. So where are we at today, third day of testimony?
It all revolves around Donald Trump, and not only in the hush money case, but in a couple of court venues at the moment. The former president is dealing with a series of legal actions, all revolving around trying to corrupt the elections. At the top of the legal ladder is the U.S. Supreme Court, which just heard nearly 3 hours of arguments where Trump is arguing that he cannot be tried for anything, basically, any official acts, says Trump, of the situation that he sees it.
A president has to have immunity. If you don't have immunity, you just have a ceremonial president.
So that was the issue in argument. The Supreme Court had Trump's lawyers suggesting that a U.S. president can legally order the assassination of a political rival. Seriously, it has come to this. The highest court in this country considering the potential validity of political assassinations. Are they kidding? Somehow this has not been an issue until now, 248 years since the Declaration of Independence? But yeah, one of the three liberal justices on the 9-member Supreme Court panel, Ketanji Brown Jackson, asked, couldn't this turn the Oval Office into crime central?
If someone with those kinds of powers, the most powerful person in the world, with the greatest amount of authority, could go into office knowing that there would be no potential penalty for committing crimes, I'm trying to understand what the disincentive is from turning the Oval Office into, the seat of criminal activity in this country.
None of this is normal. One of the six conservatives on the court, Justice Samuel Alito, raised the idea that maybe the former presidents could be pursued by prosecutions once they chose to retire. So he is flipping the current situation right on its head, where Trump, of course, is being prosecuted for allegedly using fraud to stay in power after losing election. Meantime, in Arizona, Trump was just named as an unindicted co-conspirator over the bid in that state to send a false slate of electors attempting to deny Joe Biden his presidential win all those years ago. Arizona's attorney general saying she has to bring this case. So that's her account of it.
The people of Arizona elected President Biden. Unwilling to accept this fact, the defendants charged by the state grand jury allegedly schemed to prevent the lawful transfer of the presidency.
This is nearly 4 years since the elections, Andrew. What took so long? Finally, Trump is back in court in the porn star payoff case, where the initial star witnesses, the former boss of the sleazy supermarket tabloid The National Enquirer, Pecker, has admitted that he paid $150,000 US to a former Playboy playmate who says she had an affair with Trump. It has been noted that while Trump has been slamming everyone associated with the hush money trial, he has not had a single bad word to say about Pecker, who admits to buying and burying ugly stories about Trump to help him get elected. After Trump's election win, Pecker recalls Trump thanking him and inviting him to Trump Tower, where all the top politicos were present, including the boss of the FBI at the time and the soon-to-be Secretary of State. Trump told them, "Here is David Pecker. He probably knows more than all the people in this room." Pecker says none of them laughed.
All right. Now, meanwhile, Weinstein, his 2020 rape conviction overturned, but to the relief of half of Hollywood, he is going to remain in prison.
From one jail to another, yeah, here's another big moment for the U.S. legal system, right? The top appeals court in New York overturning this Weinstein conviction, sexual abuse conviction. Weinstein was found guilty in a case that led to the Me Too movement back in 2020. Now, his New York conviction has been quashed in a 4-3 decision by the appeals panel. They say the initial trial judge made a crucial mistake by letting prosecutors call as witnesses a series of women who said they were assaulted by the movie mogul. This does not mean that Weinstein will be free. He is also facing ongoing jail time for a California conviction where he was charged with raping a woman at a Beverly Hills hotel. So he's off to California, while New York prosecutors say they will retry him on the original sexual assault charges there. Weinstein was accused of sexual misconduct by more than 100 women. He was initially convicted of assaulting 2 women. He's 72 years of age now, claims to be in poor health. Huh. Cy Vance, the prosecutor in the initial case, says he is, quote, shocked by the appeals court decision, while actress Ashley Judd also has just spoken out a short time ago. She says she is stunned, adding, quote, this is what it is like to be a woman in America.
Richard, I thank you. It is now 10 to 7.
For more from the Mike Hosking Breakfast, listen live to News Talk ZB from 6 a.m. weekdays or follow the podcast on iHeartRadio.